views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Deborah Lee here with the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I have Daryl, my darling intuitive co-host.
Morning.
We have some fantastic guests lined up for you today. But first, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy and stress-free Friday before Christmas. Okay? So we're all going to work on that. We're going to take a nice deep breath in, and we're going to breathe out. And a nice deep breath in, and we're going to breathe out. And we're still going to be stressed, because isn't that the way things go this time of year? Daryl? Yes. You know as well as I do. We promise ourselves every year, you're not going to wait till the last minute.
We wait till the last minute.
And we are in such a crunch right now, trying to get those packages out and trying to get everything done, that we're probably going to be laid out under the Christmas tree after a good stiff martini or a cosmopolitan, and we'll be saying, night-night, yeah. Merry Christmas. But actually, we do have a few tips for those of you that are stressing right along with us. We have some survival tactics for surviving the holidays. And Daryl, you're going to take it away first off your set.
My set is, don't wear the lampshade at your Christmas parties. Everybody remembers, and you're going to hear about it for the next year, at least.
You will be fodder on that grapevine until July.
No drunk prowling, no drunk hookups, no ex-girlfriend hookups, no booty calls. Don't hit on the boss's wife. That's a big one. Or his daughter, for that matter.
Yeah, and maybe that what you're really saying is, let's watch how many of those.
Yeah, that's how many cocktails we have.
Yeah, and that eggnog, often you can't even tell it's spiked till you're hanging over the, what is it, the Golden Throne?
Yes.
We should tell Brian, we're having a lot of feedback here. Anyways, we will just soldier on.
Yes.
Now, my tips are a bit more practical. First of all, let's be careful with the compliments we make. When you want to say to somebody, you look absolutely gorgeous, the best thing to do is just leave it at that.
Whoa.
I don't even recognize you. That is really an insight into itself. What they look like crap the rest of the time? I mean, think about what you're saying. And also, if somebody's got all that vibrant hair, we don't have to make any peacock comments or, you know, what in the heck have you done to yourself? This is not good party conversation. The other thing is, let's remember that when we bring beverages, say bottles of lovely 100-proof.
Good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. We bring a wine. We bring beverages to the party. These are actually being contributed to that household. Do not take your booze home at the end of the party. It's very bad form. And after you're gone, everybody will make jokes about what a little tightwad you are.
Yes.
You don't want to get that handle hung on you.
Nope.
Now, there are some exceptions. For instance, if you brought a beautiful lasagna pan, you can take your lasagna dish home with you. But offer them all the lasagna, because there's going to be the night owls, the one that will be the last dogs hung at this party. They're going to need that lasagna before they throw. So those are would be like my guest tips. And like you said, don't wear that lampshade. Yeah. There's people there that are, well, I call them the great protectors. These are the people that will keep filling up their glass. And funny, they go into the bathroom or they walk through the kitchen and they pour it right down the drain. They're staying sober and yep. they are taking notes. Yep. And on that note, I would like to bring Pamela Hopkins of the Healing Fountain here into our discussion on holiday tactics for survival. Mm-hmm. Pamela, you are the honcho here at the Healing Fountain. Just maybe a brief little summary of what you do for those who may be new with us this evening.
Oh, okay. Well, it's such a pleasure to be on the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am an LCSW in private practice. And I work with all my clients for self-empowerment and personal changes in their emotional and psychological life and their physical life.
This woman is busy, let me tell you. She barely has time to break for lunch. She's with one client after another and booked up all the time. Mm, so if you get an appointment with her, you are a very fortunate person. That's but awesome. With that said, Pamela, now tell us
well,
a little.
Well, today was a perfect example. I walk into my office and my first client is walking in, and one of my other clients is walking through the door, too, because she had been on the phone. And, you know, the Christmas time, as much as we want to enjoy the partying and the fun, it's a very stressful, as you said, emotional yeah. time.
It is.
And I think it's a time for us to slow down instead of being so fast and to really consciously be aware of how we choose to feel during this holiday time. We're usually anticipating what Aunt Marie is going to do, or, you know, the guy that wore the lampshade last year, my yeah. brother-in-law, or what kind of comment's going to come at us. And I think the biggest gift that I would like to give everybody on this wonderful show is the gift of them seeing how they want to be, no matter what anybody else says, and giving out that love through every experience. Seeing and feeling in gratitude about everybody and everything as much as possible.
I love that. The thing is, on a more practical level, what happens when you walk in and there's somebody that you truly do not get along with, or is now dating your boyfriend, mm-hmm. or, you know, what do you do in real sticky situations? Do you have some tips for us on that?
You know, I think that's probably happening with people or going to happen with people.
Yeah.
So I totally understand. But I think the biggest tip that I would like to give everybody is to protect yourself. So if you know you're going to walk into an awkward situation, you're going to want to be very careful to stay away from that situation. Especially when the drinks are coming down really fast, because it's really kind of a dangerous situation. So you want to be there for the people that you really come to see. You want to represent yourself more as how you want to be treated. And you want to kind of get off the dance floor of people that are going to really trigger you, because that's what happens at the holidays. Everybody gets triggered. And everybody has
it. It's almost as if everybody, in some sense, is on a hair trigger, that all it will take is some little thing. For instance, we're stressing. One of our sons is having trouble getting home for Christmas, and we're, like, flipping out over this.
No, you're flipping.
Hey, Daryl, I resemble that remark.
You
yes,
resemble
you do.
That, don't you? Yeah. So I totally understand that. My words of wisdom, and this is what I would be expressing to anybody that I would be lovingly wanting to help, is to take those, like you said a minute ago, first to be aware of what you're thinking and how big you're embellishing it. Second thing is to slow down and take a deep breath and accept what is and hold the space for whatever you want to come in the highest and the best way. And redefine that, it will happen. It's almost putting faith into action.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I really do. It's something we should all work on.
Mm-hmm.
Because right after Christmas, what's coming? The big party of parties, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think a lot of people really let it all hang out. You know, there's a real atmosphere to New Year's Eve that is not a nice vibe. Have you ever noticed if you go out in public, or I guess my dad used to call it amateur night. because that's when all the amateurs want to go out and show how disgustingly ridiculous they can be. Yeah. But what I tell people in my personal prophecy readings, if something develops when you're in a social situation, let's say you and the new girlfriend end off up in you're off in say the pantry, and you are both now rehashing notes on this boyfriend who's out there sweating bullets, waiting for the fur to start flying. I tell them, forgive yourself. It was likely meant to happen, and let yourself off the hook. It is like you said. It is what it is. And if you've made a social misstep, sometimes I think we're the ones that hold ourselves more responsible than. It's like we have an exaggerated sense of ourselves. People aren't sleeping over what I did at that party. Well, I think they probably are. We are going to tell you first. Do we have time to?
We have a couple minutes, yeah.
If you'd like to call in and ask Pamela about a certain situation in your life, please do. Every single person who calls in today is going to be entered in a drawing for 12 one-hour phone sessions that you will have with me over the course of 2016.
Wow, that's 12 hours?
That's like one a month. Or wow. If you're going through something big, we can make it once a week if we need to. But
that
you're going to get 12.
Fabulous.
Now, Daryl, quick, give them the number again. So
the number is 1-800-930-2819.
Call us. We'd like to hear from you.
Let us help you.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat, and we are partnering with the Maka team, who is dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free Maka supplements and products. The health benefits are so powerful and extensive, I can't even list them in this announcement. Together, we have created several exclusive offers for you, our listeners. Find out more about Maka and get this exclusive offer at drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Our guest today is Pamela Hopkins with Faye Johnston joining us here after our next break. And
that's my favorite tarot reader, by the way.
Yes.
She's waiting in the wings, but first we're going to go back with Pamela and we're going to get some last tidbits of information from you, which is, you have said, it is what it is. In other words, don't sweat it, the holidays. They do pass. Just one last thing before we go to our first caller. What do you recommend for those that are in extreme pain? This can be a really horrible time of year.
Yeah, for people, you know what I, the number one thing that I feel happens to people is they compare the dream Christmas family get together and love and, to really what reality is. And a lot of times people feel very lonely and they feel really sad at this time of year. And what I would suggest for people is when you have any feeling, do not ignore it. To take that time and just imagine that there's an inner part inside of you that is lonely, that is sad, that is anticipating stress. Maybe you don't have enough money. Maybe you've been in a breakup. Maybe you're missing somebody that you used to be with at the holiday. And just allow yourself to feel that feeling. Take a deep breath and breathe in love, compassion, and peace. And it really does work, Debra. Yeah, I mean, when you breathe in those feelings and you just kind of put your palms up as a living prayer and say, I'm just ready for more love and more peace.
I agree.
So it starts showing up.
And maybe to help put things into perspective, there's a lot going on in the news right now that is so heartbreaking with little children, with mothers, with fathers. I mean, if you want to get a good shot of what is a correct perspective, look at the news. There are people right now that I don't even know how they're going to get through the holidays. So I think when you look in terms of that, it can be more.
Yeah, and yeah. I think, you know, kind of puts a perspective on it. My words of wisdom is to be gentle with yourself, be loving, and know that in every second you can shift your reality just by being kind and loving and allowing yourself to feel to peace. And that just is something that I would suggest for everybody.
Well, I like that. Let's be kind and loving and bring Ann on board with us.
All right, let's have Ann come on the line today. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And how are you?
Well, we're good, actually.
Yeah, we're very good.
How can we help you?
Actually, I called. I wanted to speak to Ms. Johnson with the tarot reader.
Oh, well, okay. That's fine. We'll put her in a holding pattern.
Yeah. We'll put you back on hold for a few minutes, Anne, and we'll bring Faye on here in a minute.
Yes.
A couple of minutes.
Go. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to. We'll have you hold, hon. Okay, wow. Well, that's all right because they're still soaking up all this wonderful energy that you're giving them about surviving the holidays. And truthfully, if you knew our stories between Daryl, me, and Pamela, you'd think we'd go running to the hills, to a mountain hideaway. Mm-hmm. But no, I think that it also helps to make you stronger.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, for everybody, it's just a time for you to sit down as much as possible to have inner inflection or reflection inside of what's going on. And just kind of feel compassion, love, and peace. And the way that you do that is through these deep breaths. And know that as you're breathing through this, you want to put a happier definition on what's in your future. Because a lot of people don't realize that our thoughts and our feelings and what we're perceiving is actually creating more of what we don't need.
Well, that's very true. Mm-hmm. And that I do see resonating constantly in my readings.
Mm-hmm. So I call it being a vibrational snob, where we learn to kind of feel what we're feeling, honor those feelings with more love, because if we feel sad, we feel lonely, or we feel disappointed in any way, or even anxious, then that's just a part of us that needs us to fill up with more love and more light. And as we do that, we come into this peace, and then we put a happy perspective, a happier definition.
And maybe something that will really help also is to have something to look forward to. Pamela, I know that you have some upcoming workshops and things. Maybe you'd like to let those that are local know and those who aren't local how they might be able to access you through the internet to find out more information.
Thank you, Debra.
Sure.
I'm pretty excited about this next year. One of my goals is to change the whole philosophy of therapy. And the big goal is it's no longer about traditional coming in, having discussions and feelings about what's going on until you kind of work through it. It's now about self-empowerment. So I call it self-empowerment therapy. And there's four different pillars that help people to become their own self-therapist and shift their reality. And what I love is that I see 40 people a week and have lots of new people. And within 2 to 3 visits, when they start putting these out-of-the-box practices into action.
When is your next session? That would be terrific to put out there to everyone.
Well, I'm coming up with self-empowerment therapy MP3s, tapes, and audio tapes and manuscripts. And I'm also offering this through health insurance.
Oh, that's right. Pamela
groups
does
at
take
the Healing Fountain.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they should get a hold of you through your website, which is healingfountain.net, is it not? Right. Get a hold of Pamela. In fact, Pamela, we have a surprise for you.
Really?
Yes. We're going to bring Faye Johnston out with us, and she is going to give you a reading.
Oh, my gosh.
To kick things off before we go to the phone.
What a blessing. I hear that she's back.
Oh, I have to tell everyone, I have great respect for tarot, and it's something I've not been able to pick up. It seems way too complicated. Or personal prophecy to me, it seems like, although my students would disagree, seems like a far simpler, more literal method of perceiving the future. However, Faye has knocked my socks off with her reading, not knowing me from the man in the moon. And I just called her one evening, and I am so impressed that I would love to share her with all of you. And she will be a returning feature at Like Pamela in the future. Right now, I want to see if Faye is connecting to us from San Antonio, Texas.
Wow.
Hi, Faye.
Hi. Hi, Deborah.
There she is. Hello. Well, we're so glad that you are with us today.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope everyone can hear you. And I want to remind everyone that if you do have some technical issues, we will be posting this video of the show on our YouTube channel, Psychic Love Doctor Show. So this will not be a lost experience for you. So Faye, tell our audience just briefly a little about you before we jump into Pamela's reading.
Well, I'm a tarot reader. I started out at this panel.
Did you?
Yes. And then I became a reader for Psychic Friends Network, and I took up the cards because it was just easier for me to do back-to-back readings with the cards. But I use a lot of channeling in my card readings, and get a lot of information clairvoyantly.
Well, I think you bring all of this together in a most wonderful and natural way. It was Lisa, our videographer, who actually turned us on to you, Faye, if we can put it that way. And we have been making all sorts of referrals to you because I think when people set out in the marketplace to find somebody that they can actually have faith in for providing the insight that they really need, that right there, I think, is, well, that nails it.
Yeah, nailed it.
Well, thank you.
So, Pamela, I'm going to let you now speak with Faye, and then we're going to jump to the phones, everybody.
Hi, Faye.
Hi, Pamela. When is your birthday?
I have a birthday coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's January the 9th, 1950.
And what... Would you like to ask questions, or would you like a little general reading, or what would you like?
The areas would kind of like to know more about is what's going to transform in my love life and with the Healing Fountain and the wonderful, wonderful people here and how it's going to grow, and with my career also. You know, just the normal things we all ask, love, money, and career.
Okay, well, let me just put it out here for love and what it looks like.
Faye, do you need a moment to look at the cards?
No, I shuffled them and I've got them ready.
All right, she's fast.
I know the card, the first card I got indicates that that there will be a love interest, and that he's someone who's exactly what he seems to be. Because it looks like to me that you've had a hard time trusting in the past, and that it's really important for you, for someone to be who they say they are.
Correct.
So don't give up. I'm getting that you're moving toward that, so you don't have to worry about changing a lot. I'm getting in the past that the goals you set for relationships just didn't materialize in the way that you wanted. And it looks like to me you're headed toward a really loving relationship with a man who's sensitive and intuitive and stable.
So, wonderful. Do you see this happening soon?
It does look like it's soon. Not necessarily within a month or two, but within 6 months, it looks like there is a new, yes.
Faye, we have to go to break, but please hold on. We'll be right back with bated breath.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our esteemed host, Deborah Lee, our guest, Pamela Hopkins, and Faye Johnston.
Yep, and Santa Cool, who and is you?
Santa Cool, who is me?
All right, we were in the middle of Pamela's reading. We have a couple of ladies waiting, so we're going to resume your reading, Pamela, with Faye. Welcome back, Faye.
Thank you. And I know that I pulled some cards while we were on break, and I just got that you're going into a whole new, better cycle, financially and emotionally and every way in your life, and it's going to draw someone to you love-wise, but it's also going to create what you want, because I'm getting that you have gone through a lot of worry and that you are very busy and that you feel like that you feel like you can't stop. You feel like you've been wound up and can't stop. And I'm getting that's going to come into balance during this next year. And
yes, Faye, did you say balance?
Yes, I did say balance. So it looks like to me, the cards are that you're like a baby taking new steps and that you've got to crawl before you can walk. So you're exploring a lot of new territory, and it's a real time for action and to make your business better and everything. It's going to take a lot of effort, but it looks like it's going to be totally worth it. Even though you're in turmoil, you're sowing the seeds for your success.
There you go. Well, and I have to put in here just a little interjection that, Faye, from what I've heard for myself and what you've done with Lisa and all, this is not a lady to our audience that is going to just give you hearts and unicorns and rainbows. She's going to give you the real deal. In fact, the one thing she kept repeating to me is, time to cut the crap, Deborah. So yes, I'm busy cutting out the crap.
Do you see anything that will help this balance be smoother and easier?
Well, the first thing I got is get out of your head. You analyze and rationalize and drive yourself crazy thinking about things. Now, I think that's a very human trait, and we all do it. And then we have to do it to some extent, and especially if you have a business that's busy like yours. But it looks like to me that you need to take some time for yourself, whether it's to meditate. Because when I get that in my own card, to me that means that I need to stop and meditate and do yoga and do things to center myself.
Yeah,
and
very true.
And to focus, too, on what you want in a relationship. And maybe even write that down so that you have a clear idea of what you want to bring in.
Well, thank you so much, Faye. I know that Pamela, she's sitting here smiling.
Yes.
I'm sure that you'll hear from her for more of a consultation later.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
Right. I look forward to it, Pamela.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to, who are we going to now, Dara?
We're going to Anne from California for Faye.
Hello?
Anne. Hi, Anne.
Hi. Yes? Hi, Faye. How are you?
And when is your birthday?
Faye, my birthday is May 31st, 1959.
And what question would you like to ask?
There's a gentleman, I've known him for some time, and at this time we don't communicate, we don't see each other. Do you see that next year he will be offering me a committed relationship, or it will not work out for us? And his name is Bob.
Do you mind telling me his first name? Or?
Bob, B-O-B.
Okay. And you just want
kind
to
of
know
blue
if
eyes.
It's going to develop into something this next year? Is that your question?
My question, if he will offer me a committed relationship, I've dated a lot and I'm interested to settle down with a nice person. I hope it would be him, but if not him, then do you see someone else for me? But I'm not looking just for dating. That's what he was offering me in the past. And he knows that I want more than just dating.
It's obvious to me
I want a good relationship.
Know that what you want. But I'm getting that at least right now he's more in that he's kind of cut himself off. It looks like to me he only lets himself get so close. And then he backs up. I am getting it that's going to come more into balance. I'm not sure that you're going to have like a marriage or something like that within the next year. But it does look like to me that there's going to be better communication. And it looks like to me that at least right now, he wants to kind of keep you at arm's length. And I'm sure that's very frustrating for you because you want and deserve something more. I'm getting just don't be too impatient with him. Because it looks like something that you cannot be really impatient with. And I'm getting it's a little depressing to you to be that way. But it looks like to me that he's not going anywhere, that he is going to be close. and that it's important for you to just have patience with him, and maybe you can facilitate that communication. Because I'm getting there are obstacles that he's got a gut level dissatisfaction about relationships from the past, and that it's really hard for him at this point to totally communicate. So I guess the answer is no, but you may not have exactly what you want in that time period, but don't give up on it.
I'm trying to say that not to give, I have trouble hearing you, not to give up on him. Communication is not just what I want. I told him I want settle down in a relationship like partnership. Being friends is good, but we've been friends for a very long time.
Well, I know that he knows what you want, but it looks like to me that it's just important that, you know, if you really want that, it's kind of like you've got to be patient and wait for it, because he's not ready for that now.
Yeah, Anne, I know a lot of folks are having trouble hearing us today. Remember that you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and find this entire show in the archives, or you can go to where our show is, youtube.com, I believe it is, and it'll be under the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Now,
okay.
We've got to get ready for another break in a couple minutes, but I wanted to...
Hey, let me ask you, so you don't see a committed relationship with anyone else for me next year at all? That's what I understand.
Well, I did get what you want. If you want a relationship with someone else, it looks like it's possible because I got strength. So it's obvious to me that you can have another relationship if you're, you know, if that's what you want. But it looks like to me you're not ready to let go.
All right, Anne.
Well, it's difficult because I've known him for a very long time.
Thank you so much, Anne, calling in. And we're going to have to go to break here in a minute or two, but we want to let everybody know how you can contact Faye for a more in-depth consultation.
Her number is 210-602-3996. That's 210-602-3996.
Yeah, and I think this is wonderful that we can bring her forward on a show where I'm already giving readings. I like to have people be able to see that I am not insecure or concerned. Oh, my goodness, she might be so good, you know, that she'll take over the show. No, I want to bring forward others that have different perspectives. And I think this woman is right on. If you need somebody to confirm to you, or as in Anne's case, give you the insight that you need to be able to go from here into tomorrow and next week, I feel Faye can do that.
Yes, she can.
So I'm glad you put her phone number out there. And to all of you, our technology is weird today. I don't know if it's all this energy, Daryl.
I think it's all this energy.
It's got to be all this energy. If you need to, please go to the archives on Transformation Talk Radio. This show, I'm pretty sure they get it up pretty quickly.
Yes, I do.
And then Lisa puts together a beautiful version of our show on video that you would be able to view. And I think they can add it to their own page if they would like to.
Yes, they can.
Just new things I'm learning as we're going along. Yes. And others, please, we're going to go to the next caller when we come back from break. But in the meantime, if you can't get in for the drawing by calling on the show, please email me, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at psychiclovedoctor.com, and you will be registered.
All right, let's go to break here. We'll be right back with Casey from New York.
Yay.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in access consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah, and our special guest, Faye Johnston. And
my favorite tarot card reader, by the way. And I believe we have somebody waiting in the wings for her.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's get to it.
Let's go to Casey from New York.
Well, hi, Banquet. Hi, everybody. It's a banquet of options today. You've got a whole cast there.
Wow. Well, hello.
How are you, Casey?
Hi, Pamela, Daryl, Deb, Faye. Wow. Great show, great theme. I have a question regarding your theme of holidays and family about a relative. Is it okay if I ask about somebody else?
Sure.
Thanks. I'm a devotee of your card reading method. It's a great gut check, and maybe you can fill in the missing pieces. My sister-in-law is planning on getting married to a man she's been dating for about a year and a half, who's Lebanese. And my card readings have shown from the beginning this thing's never going to fly. I'm just wondering what your read is on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's her name?
I don't have their birthdays. I don't have their birthdays, Faye. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
They're both born in March. They're both Pisces.
Right. Have you told them that? That you don't think it's
Have I told them? No, I don't want to add any more negativity to it, and I don't have much of a conversation with them.
That's a good thing, because the first card I pulled is be careful what you say.
That yeah.
Make it better.
That's good.
I mean, it doesn't. I agree with you. I don't see great things. I'm not getting it's what she wants. I'm not getting it's, but you know, some people have to learn the hard way. And I suspect that may be the case, because it looks like to me that, I know the cards that I'm getting indicate a lack of self-control and that there is love there, but that there are a lot of conditions on that love, and that's hard when you have that.
On his side or her side? On her side, really?
It looks like to me that on both sides, I agree with you. I don't think they're suited. It looks like that there is, and it will not be her last relationship, I don't think. But it also looks like he is not going to want to let go, because I'm getting cards that kind of indicate, especially for him, that he's out of balance with himself. And that he's very much in his head and he analyzes a lot, and that he doesn't necessarily come from his heart. And that's a hard one, you know, because it looks like to me that she's very heart connected.
Mm-hmm. So, that's amazing, Faye. It definitely adds more details to what my gut said. And the reason I was asking about it is because, and Pamela and Deborah and Daryl know about this because they've read on this for me before. My parents are waiting for her to marry this guy before they move into retirement of living. And they really, really, really need to go. And I've been telling my parents, you need a plan B. In case she doesn't marry him, and there's no plan B, and I just that's the why it's such an issue.
Why you feel so
thank you.
Right. Well, you know, what I got is to have faith that it's going to work out, and I think he's going to show his true colors. And I'm not totally sure about the marriage, and I am getting that. That she feels, she feels that she needs to hurry into it too, and that would be going about it the wrong way. So I think
yes,
you're right.
It's for her. It's a material goal. She needs someone to take care of her.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Faye. I really appreciate it. I do have faith that it will work out. It's just was wondering if I had any suggestions for my parents on a plan B, because I'm not expecting her quick exit and a marriage.
Well, it does look like to me that if you may just let them know that whether they go into a home or not, that they're going to be included, in whatever takes place in marriage or children or everything that happens. And cause it looks
it's about their grandson, her son. So.
That they want to see grandchildren. And and I understand that, but I think they could do it just as well from a retirement home. And they're probably just hesitant to give up their life. Because you do when you move into a retirement home.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Faye. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I am they'll listen to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Casey.
Thank you so much, Casey. And Faye also. I give people credit that can call up on a national radio line and discuss their personal lives. And I really hold them in great honor for doing that. So Faye, this has been wonderful, and we're getting close to the end of our time. And I'm wondering, Faye, if you would like to tell our audience more about what you do and what you can offer, and again, how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I'm a channel and tarot reader, and I deal mainly with questions of relationships and money and business. And if you're interested in getting a reading from me, just call 210-602-3996. And I also have a website, which is called FayeJohnson.com. I'll spell it. It's FayeJohnson, Faye Johnston at yahoo.com. Well, that's my email, but my it's FayeJohnston.com.
And you're also on Facebook, aren't you, Faye?
I am on Facebook.
Great.
contact me on Facebook. That's I'd love great. To hear from you.
Yeah, Faye, well, you'll certainly be hearing from us. And we look forward to scheduling you really soon to have you back with us. In the first part of the new year, I think that would be terrific. Do you think you'd be able to join us again?
I look forward to it, and I feel like
thank you. Well, Faye, we'll be talking to you, but I certainly want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
And a very Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Aww.
Thank you, Faye. And yes. The same wishes from me to you.
Thank you so much. In fact, I want to thank everybody. First, Pamela Hopkins for joining us at the start of the hour with her insights on holiday survival tactics. Also you, Daryl,
yes.
For providing your insights. And then, of course, Faye Johnston. And I want to tell everybody who listens to us, you have no idea how much you mean to us. We embrace you all, wish nothing for the best for you in the new year.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we will not be here next Friday, and we won't be here the following one, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be running... What do you say, reruns?
Yeah, we'll be doing encore presentations of the show so everybody can be with their families and enjoy a very happy holiday season. Now remember, those of you who have called in are definitely entered in our big drawing for 12 one-hour readings that you will be able to arrange with me. It'll be via phone or email during 2016. And any of the rest of you, email me, please, by midnight tonight. Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com. And I'd like to leave with the words of my grandmother. Her words, and they're inscribed in my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, are, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Daryl, it's been a wonderful year.
Yeah, it's been a great year with us.
Yes, it has. And I can't wait for the start of 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all claim it for our own.
Yes.
Success, prosperity, love. It's all there. It's all waiting for us.
All right, everybody. Have a great Christmas. Have a fabulous new year. We'll talk to y'all in the new year.
Thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.